And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 1st of October, 2009. It's the birthday of the man who said, "A strong nation, like a strong person, can afford to be gentle, firm, thoughtful, and restrained. It can afford to extend a helping hand to others. It is a weak nation, like a weak person, that must behave with bluster and boasting and rashness and other signs of insecurity." And that was the 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, born in Plains, Georgia, on this day, 1924. It's the birthday of Tim O'Brien, born in Austin, Minnesota, 1946, whose story, "The Things They Carried," is one of the most anthologized short stories in contemporary American literature. A story that begins, "First Lieutenant Jimmy Cross carried letters from a girl named Martha, a junior at Mount Sebastian College in New Jersey. They were not love letters, but Lieutenant Cross was hoping, so he kept them folded in plastic at the bottom of his rucksack." And it was on this day, 45 years ago, 1964, the free speech movement was launched on the campus of the University of California, Berkeley, a student protest led by Mario Savio over the issue of whether students at Berkeley could organize on campus for off-campus political action, which led to a famous photograph of a police car in which a grad student named Jack Weinberg was held by police, surrounded by thousands of students. Here's a poem for today by Charles Bukowski, entitled "The Way It Works." She came out at 9:30 a.m. in the morning and knocked at the manager's door. "My husband is dead." They went to the back of the building together, and the process began. First, the fire department sent two men in dark shirts and pants in vehicle number 27, and the manager and the lady and the two men went inside as she sobbed. He had knifed her last April and had done 6 months for that. The two men in dark shirts came out, got in their vehicle, and drove away. Then two policemen came. Then a doctor. He probably was there to sign the death certificate. I became tired of looking out the window and began to read the latest issue of The New Yorker. When I looked again, there was a nice, sensitive-looking gray-haired gentleman walking slowly up and down the sidewalk in a dark suit. Then he waved in a black hearse, which drove right up on the lawn and stopped next to my porch. Two men got out of the hearse, opened up the back, and pulled out a gurney with four wheels. They rolled it to the back of the building. When they came out again, he was in a black zipper bag, and she was in obvious distress. They put him in the hearse and then walked back to her apartment and went inside again. I had to take out my laundry and run some other errands. Linda was coming to visit, and I was worried about her seeing that hearse parked next to my porch, so I left a note pinned to my door that said, "Linda, don't worry, I'm okay." And then I took my dirty laundry to my car and drove away. When I got back, the hearse was gone, and Linda hadn't arrived yet. I took the note from the door and went inside. Well, I thought, that old guy in back, he was about my age, and we saw each other every day, but we never spoke to one another. Now we wouldn't have to. The Way It Works, a poem by Charles Bukowski from his collection What Matters Most Is How Well You Walk Through the Fire, published by Black Sparrow Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.